of dread. This is a big, old-fashioned, front-on attack. Morton gives the order, and the power is switched off. Everything but the main engines. The corridors go black, and they have to rely on their spacesuit lights. The men turn on the blasters to get through the engine room doors, which will take about 15 minutes. After 10, there's no movement inside, and the director gets nervous. Then, suddenly, it becomes apparent they're not getting any further as the metal rapidly cools. The experiment was a failure. Chapter 5. Grosvenor gives his credentials to a guard at the door of the bridge. "I haven't admitted anyone in here who's under 40, the guard says. "Nexialism? What's that?" "Applied holism," Grosvenor says, going inside. This is his first time on the bridge. The control board is compact but huge, made up of curving tiers of instruments. Below that is an auditorium to fit 100, already filling up, and Grosvenor finds himself a seat. The meeting starts, and Director Morton explains how the creature made the engine room doors impregnable. Kent, the head chemist, says there's no point in knowing how this was accomplished if they can't fight against it.